IVM.
कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, the language used on the podcast may not be fit for consumption. We warn you, tread carefully. But listen, yaar, don't be so conservative.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
Cock and bull with the four horsemen. We've got Karthik, who returns from football duty. He's been suspended for playing with himself off the field. And we've got Trupti, who's coming back after a long time. She's just done a feature film in Malayalam, which has no dialogue. We'll come back with Cock and Bull. Oh, Amit is also there. We mustn't forget Amit. Amit, you're there.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
All right, just flew back from Jaipur. I also work for Vistara. People don't know that. Interesting point. I find it very difficult to urinate in an airplane when there's a bit of turbulence. Unfortunately, once you're in and the turbulence starts, you're in trouble because, you know, your thing is out and you're firing in the hole, to use a metaphor Charles Dickens once wrote in Nicholas Nickleby, which I never read. But I have to tell you, it's very difficult, and I land up, and not just me, most men land up spraying all over the place. Then you spend half an hour trying to clean it because, you know, whoever goes in next knows you're the person.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if it's a small plane and less people and they're looking at you. Everybody notices people going to the toilet because what are you doing on a plane? There's nothing to look at. There's no animals walking around. Nobody stabs anybody. Well, they do, but no, hopefully not in your flight. So I'm thinking they've got to do something about this. So here's my idea. It's a designer point and I want everyone to get in, which is, why don't they elevate the whole pot and make it more round like a tub? So you sort of almost are inside it when you pee. Hence, you can't really spray. You see, and for women, maybe we can have a covering on top of that so that they don't have to have the unhygienic male, you know, things around.
Thank you.
Yeah, fair enough. I always think about the women. So this is just my point. I'm throwing it out there. We need to look at things from a utility point of view and we don't do that. Turbulence, difficult, come up with something. You know, you're charging me 40,000 rupees for a flight that never takes off on time. For God's sake, please, let me pee in peace. And I have to tell you one thing, after 40, it sprays on itself anyway, you know. There are more holes than in a golf course. So I got to worry about that. That's coming soon. All right, it's called Cock and Bull. It used to be Cyrus Says. We have Karthik Trupti back.
Hey.
What a matchup. It's like Wasim Wakar in the old days, Fast and Furious. Wow. And Amit, you are now the host. We've got rid of Abbas for some reason. But first, break ke baad. Here we are discussing repackaging.
Yes, we are.
A very sexual thing, ladies and gentlemen. I do not want to discuss it. At 48, I do not look at
my
package.
Why don't you just sit down?
That's my
question.
Like
a woman?
Yeah.
I've tried that. And then what happens is the law of gravity issue happens sometimes and spray in the wrong direction. I don't have good control sitting downwards. Downward jolt didn't happen.
Really? Interesting.
No,
okay.
It's not easy. It's not easy. You got to work on that act. It's all about technique. You can't just change your walking technique. You look like a fool.
So I saw something disgusting the other week.
This wasn't disgusting enough for you. Want to take it further?
This was...
Where's this guy from?
Okay. I was coming back from the US, right? And the guy who was sitting next to me, you know, I mean, like, you're on a flight, they give you socks and they give you all that kind of shit, right? And the guy went into the bathroom wearing the airline socks.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, my God, that's just like, you know, I mean, like, you have clearly not been in.
And only the airline socks? Only the airline socks? Short pants?
No, sorry, but I mean, he was wearing socks, right? How do you go into the bathroom without shoes on? I don't understand. In an airline bathroom, I don't.
But what do you do at home?
Home is different, I think.
Oh, that's racist.
I hope that's racist
geography.
It's
home is
racist.
Different. Home is white.
You have bathroom chappals at home.
Yeah.
You have chappals at home?
Uh-huh.
You know, if there's nobody in my house, I try to pee from far away also. Peeing for me is an extreme sport. It's not some joke. I practice, I work on things. This is what I miss about bachelorhood, you know. No one to answer to. Yeah, but mothers are very sweet that way. They just clean quietly. All right, let's get on with some serious stuff. Trupti has come all the way here, sitting on a chair, 3 feet below us. Woman empowerment, Rahul Gandhi.
Yeah.
And we have to mention your shows. I've just been told, I had a thought, original thought in my head. Karthik, your show is, I've forgotten.
It's Football Shootball.
Football Shootball.
Yes.
And I have watched and listened to that
show.
You
have heard it. It's a good
show. I have, of course.
It's
a great show. I must tell you that your Chelsea is going down the tube as far as I'm concerned. And my lovely Liverpool, what is it, 6 in a row? God bless.
Yeah.
Don't talk about Napoli, that's Champions League. They always start bad and win later. Trupti, what's your show called?
It's called Gol Gappa.
I love that show. Is it also football? Because that's Gol Gappa in a sense.
Yes, kind of, yeah. They kick me from here to there. Yeah.
Oh, so you're the football.
Yeah.
Proverbial, metaphorical football. Would you like to come to the airline toilet? Then you know what football is all about. Okay, no, now we plug them. Amit, do you have a show?
What am I doing right now? No, I'm doing I'm doing Cock and Bull, man. That's
it, right? Who wants to plug Cock and Bull?
I guess Shunya 1. That's coming back.
So. Shunya 1.
Shunya 1. The tech show with Sheila Ditya that I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, so new episodes of that.
Can't wait. Mm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can tell how interested you are in tech.
Topic number one.
I mean, like, is there any other possibility for topic number one being anything but Howdy Modi?
Howdy! But funnier for me was the only other man who can't say Modi properly. Donald Trump. I mean, that guy was hilarious. He said he's going to bring an NBA game will be played in Mumbai by the end of the year.
There's a game being played,
which is going to happen.
And he may be visiting. Like, it's a big thing.
He's not visiting for the NBA game.
That's what he said. You listen to the text of the speech.
But these are preseason games, I think. Yeah, not the actual games.
Let's not push it. You don't expect
even like the best players on Sacramento and Indiana are not playing.
So then who's playing? Just people that meet in UP Bihar?
So, for Indiana, the best player is a guy named Michael Oladipo, and he is hurt, so he's not playing.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. But are they purposely the A-grade team? It's like what we used to say in Bangladesh in the old days.
Dude, they want to come and make Indian fans. Now, if they're players, NBA players, and they come
and
over,
Twitter, Twitter and Instagram is very important because we can give them so many, right?
Well, yeah, solutions. Of course. Trump.
Yeah, and Trump said that he's the best friend and the best president for India in the history of America. Yeah. This is what I like about him. He doesn't need PR. He just does it himself. I'll just advertise. I'm the best. He's done nothing.
You know, he said the same exact thing to Pakistan today.
Correct.
Right? Exact thing to America.
And he called him Modi. He said, howdy, Modi. He said, no, that's your neighbor, you idiot. That's the whole problem. So what did Imran say? I haven't followed that.
So I don't think Imran... I don't really think I saw a response from Imran.
Yeah, there was no response from Imran. It was only Trump telling Imran Khan that Modi was being very aggressive.
Yeah.
India's stance was very aggressive. So he's playing it always. And he wants to mediate between India and Pakistan.
He's the Mother Teresa of the world.
Pretty much.
Because Kim Jong-un is now vegetarian. Thanks to him. Wherever he goes, he leaves his mark. Wonderful guy.
Yeah, but what he did tell Imran Khan was the same kind of thing, that I am the best president for Pakistan ever. Nobody ever...
But one second, that's different. Because in Pakistan, American president is the president. It's different. For the Pakistan
country. I guess that's true. I guess that's true. But
we got 50,000 fans. How many did they get?
There was a White House meeting. I don't think this is...
Eight people. Four brown skin, one from subcontinent, three from Mexico. It doesn't count.
He did know Imran was a cricketer, though, or at least an athlete. That's what he called him. So
you can Google that. Google that while he's walking towards you.
But then he would have to read the report. I'm sorry. He would have to read the report that's sent to him, right?
But he writes his own report. That's the other problem, right?
That's right. Mm.
Narendra Modi, from somewhere between India and Pakistan. No idea. Everybody in Nepal, like you guys? I mean, I'm just thinking. Yeah. We'd have asked them. A joint press conference would have been hangama.
It would have been kind of interesting, right?
I've never been to Calicut, the capital of Pakistan, and I have to tell you, I'd love to go there. Why are we doing this? We're being mean.
Yeah.
What if he may like the podcast?
Well, who?
Donald.
Sure, why not?
I'll tell you, Namo and Imran aren't listening.
All right.
Okay, Howdy Modi. Karthik, you tell us. You give us a spin. A man between your legs is pulling your wire for some reason.
Something's happening down there.
Stop that.
He's plugging something in.
Yes. Yes.
So, but what I read today, and this came on the day that we're recording, that for lunch of a dinner, Modi had palak paneer in an apple. I don't know if it was a misprint or...
In New York, it would be okay because that's a big apple. And so I can understand.
Yeah, but this made no
Houston,
sense.
Palak paneer in
an apple.
No, but you know what they do?
Maybe that could sound...
No, listen. They also create hybrid dishes. When the person from the other country comes.
Correct, right.
You sort of tell you, okay, we'll mix the cultures. It's almost like a sign of, as long as you put non-veg food with the veg food, you're fine. But I think that this is more like, hey man, let's make our worlds meet. Maybe a metaphor of sorts, food metaphor.
No, but I think that actually palak paneer and inside like a baked apple, it sounds like it might not be bad. It might be interesting. Yeah, think about it.
Okay, now can you talk about discussing the socks and the toilet thing? And what the hell is this? Palak paneer inside an apple.
It would be kind of interesting.
I'm not signing up for that.
Is this Jain for Thanksgiving? We don't do turkey. There's apple dinner. La, palak paneer. What a lovely bird.
But what do you think of the Congress's reaction, right? The general idea that... Because Modi essentially gave Trump a campaign booster.
That's what it is. I see no other reason. The whole reason is the demographics of both these. Right. Because we give about 7-8 million people? Possibility, somewhere in that area?
Third highest. I think it's about 4. four and a half, something like
four and a half. Yeah. But look, it's a small lobby, but yeah, it counts.
It's a powerful lobby. You know,
in the end, it counts. And anyway, vote Republican, 90%.
Right. No, they don't. Good God, no.
That's what they say.
India votes Republican. No. People of Indian origin are predominantly Democrat.
Are you kidding me?
By a 70% plus.
But
margin.
I spoke to the world's most renowned cephalologist, Kunal Vijaykar.
Our friend, who go from South Bombay to America. Yeah. Those guys vote Republican.
JJ School of Art Photography alumni failed first year, but done very well after that.
Yes.
No, but I should research this. I shouldn't do Donald Trump. Just wing it. I'll go there and wing it. What's his name again? Narendra? Yeah. I'm Ran. Well, he was in 15 minutes with the names. I'm Ran. So that's I'm and Ran.
So I think what's very clear is second generation Americans are very much pro-Democrat. I mean, like, there's mm-hmm. no, like, kind of... That's probably a much higher number.
Yeah.
First generation immigrants who are more conservative tend
also, a lot of Indians in the liberal areas, the so-called New Yorks and LAs and the San Diegos and all these places.
Yeah, all the big cities, right?
She's lost interest. She's a Brit. She did a movie in Britain. What is a telly show in Britain? So she doesn't.
Did, the movie with the Bender like Beckin.
So that was in London.
Gurvinder Chadda.
You don't remember the name?
No, we spoke about it. We actually have.
Aspiring to the name of your show.
Bender like Beckham wasn't a bad film, by the way. Now you mentioned that reference.
But the Hindi version, the name was actually Football, something, something.
Hyderabad.
It wasn't Bandit like Beckham.
No.
I just watched for Bandit.
That is how Jess, the star of the show, used to say.
Bandit. Like Band Stokes. Punjab mein Band Stokes is a chuti hai fucking gali yaar. Aur tere Band Stokes. Oh, there is such a big name, biggest name in England right now, even football.
And even he knows what Virat Kohli is saying.
Yeah.
He's not calling my
Hey, Band Stokes. Hey, Band Stokes. 100. Look how the lowbrow ability that we have to
We can take anything.
It was like political, intellectual, slightly, you know, going towards satire, and then suddenly boom, back down to two babies drunk. My mother got bigger tits.
Oh God!
Not that you should ever say that in public.
Yeah.
You taught me that.
I did, yeah.
And you were right.
Sorry.
All right, let's move on from Howdy Modi. Let me ask you this question, you guys. I've actually read the brief that Abbas sent. I know you have read this.
No, I don't have glasses.
So, question for you. Sanjeevani Bhuti in the Ramayan.
Right.
Who was it for? Who did Hanuman get it for? Do you have any idea?
Lakshman.
Oh, he knows it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought it was Sita.
I thought it was Sita. No.
Rupti, you better be right.
My reputation. Come on, guys.
I work with the Jana Sangh. I won't now.
I'm telling you, Lakshman.
You're sure, no?
Yeah.
So I think Sonakshi Sinha would fit right in onto this panel because nobody knows the answer except for...
Four?
Well, I mean, there's no clarity, right? I mean, like,
Lakshman.
I took a punt.
Come on,
I couldn't be wrong because it's so obvious. I look Sita also, but I think I should remember any story.
This is going downhill.
But here's where my friend would have helped. He's good with the epics. Unfortunately, he's terrible with politics.
Okay.
I should have stuck to epics. Yeah.
Okay. But so what happened was Sonakshi Sinha was asked this question.
Who's my friend, the chief minister of UP? Yogi.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still talking about Kunal.
Same outfit.
Sonakshi Sinha was asked this question about Sanjeevani Bhuti, and she did not know the answer. She got a massive amount of trolling on
that. Why did they troll? What's the biggie?
Well, I think it's no big deal. I liked her response a lot, right? It was make a meme, I enjoy memes.
This is ridiculous. Now you can't keep testing people about everything.
You can't remember. Who remembers all
this?
I mean, I have no memory of this whatsoever.
I don't understand these hashtag, yo Sonakshi so dumb. It's hashtag means it's one word, yo Sonakshi so dumb.
Alia, it works for a little bit. And she's nice enough to put up with it and makes fun of it. Yeah. But it works a little bit because she plays it. I think she's pretty intelligent, but plays the dumb thing. Mm-hmm. Sonakshi doesn't even really play the dumb thing. She's actually quite funny.
Yeah, no, this was just this is just basically you find something that you can... Twitter is all about the easy joke, right? It's about like, how can you kind of do something which is, you know...
Twitter is very important.
That Twitter is important,
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I feel it's like a strategy. I feel it's just planned.
No. She didn't execute it. This is conspiracy theories which you hate. She's saying she's planned it for PR and hence you troll me. I'll play victim. I'll play funny victim. People will love me.
Huh? Because it worked for Alia, so it'll work for me as well.
But that's Alia's personality. I don't think she's lying.
Yeah, but
she's
this one was
funny,
really dumb,
happy to be
dumb.
Silly and plays it up. I don't know. What do you think, Kartik? You know more.
I'm thinking that people are now like, that means Kaun Banega Crorepati is not fixed towards the celebs. Because usually it was the assumed that they would get the questions beforehand, but considering Sonakshi didn't know this answer, that means it's all real what's happening there.
That's true. They're very intelligent. Yeah. Yeah. I've met these celebs. Many of them know their own orders on their own and all, you know. Johnny Walker. Noise. On their own. Nobody has to say it. A lot of respect. Don't put them down.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, we did a show with Sonakshi and she seemed very nice. Yeah. She never even said hello, but she was very nice otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she did. I'm being mean. She's sweet. Let me not push it. I'm married. I should.
Yeah. All right. Cool. This was not a very. There's not that much to say about this other than. Do you feel like you guys know mythology well, just generally?
I would say Greek mythology, and then I'll get shot.
So interesting. So you feel like you know Western mythology better than you know Indian mythology?
I don't think so. I don't know either that well. Yeah. And I know a little bit of all.
Okay.
I even know Norse mythology.
Yeah, same here. I know.
But I wouldn't do a test. It's not like cricket for me where I'd be like my ego will get involved in the questioning and all that. I would argue. The guy says you're wrong. Lanka was sold for 25 rupees. Okay, fine. That's it. I won't argue.
No, I feel like broad strokes are probably somewhat familiar, right? I mean, like the idea that Hanuman had to go and find the Sanjeevani thing and pick up a mountain and come back. Remember that somewhat, right? But exactly who got hurt and why it got hurt? If somebody would ask me the name, what is the booty that he had to get? I would have absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that no
also the Oriya Ramayana and the spin on it from Lanka and all that. There's a lot of different theories.
Right.
It's a Rashomanic in that sense, different perspectives.
The fun part of this fact is that this lady who has asked the question looks like a very conservative woman. I mean, she will know the answer. Why would she call somebody to help her on this one?
I'm more intrigued by other, if they try to make it into a slightly more specific area, which is like, you know, the Lakshman Rekha area or the Seema Rekha area. How wide was that circle, for example?
Because
as an Indian, who has big houses and big areas and boundaries? So I would think that would make more sense to get into. You know,
how big do you think was the circle?
But going by the time, and I lived in Ayodhya for 6 months, it would be at least 6 kilometers in radius.
Oh,
which
wow.
is not bad. Mm. It's not bad at all. Compared to Mumbai, Mumbai, what have you got? You got like 5 feet here, 5 feet there.
Yeah.
And you step on a relative. We take a break. I've just been told by Abbas we need to stop this before we cross a line where we can't come back from. And we'll have to do all the shows from Japan.
Do not step that line.
No.
No. Do not cross it.
Lakshman Rekha, actually.
Seema
Rekha's boundary. Oh, they're too lovely. Any woman whose name is Seema Rekha sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. What are you saying, Oya? You banned it? You banned it like Beckham first.
I wish I was Seema or Rekha then.
I wish I was Beckham. We'll take a break. Alright, back here on Cock and Bull. Karthik's in full form now. The football loving Karthik who watches EPL games like my son till 3 in the morning. Then you go to school as well? No.
No.
Stop that shit.
Yeah.
Moved on in life. There are the people who love football and follow EPL or La Liga and all these things, and they're all late half, evening, night, working days. Painful? Because you can't see a game and stop in the middle.
It is, but I don't get up to go to work on time anyway.
What work do you do?
I work for ESPN, so...
Oh, you work for ESPN? Then what's your problem?
Yeah, so I can...
So you didn't get fired?
No, not yet.
In the words of Sterling Cinema, coming soon?
This summer. Yes.
I know what you didn't do this summer. Work.
All right. So everybody seen Gully Boy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You saw Gully Boy? No.
Couldn't bear it.
Really?
Wow.
So better or didn't see it?
I can't bear rap and techno, Baba. I told you it's painful. I feel like I'm going to deliver children.
Okay.
And Nikhil Chinbaji should invite us. You know, I used to feel fear, actual fear. We sent a message on Kunal's phone saying, please, guys, come and support me, you know, like he's an NGO. You know, he's rapping in the night, raving in the night, and a fucking electronica is playing. I'm a Beatles lover, for God's sake. There are 3 chords and beautiful lines. I'm going to listen. Fucking geezer bursting. That's a mad 80-year-old woman with lots of makeup dancing with a 15-year-old boy. It's all wrong there, not for me. No judgment, but you do your thing.
Will your mind get changed now that it is the Oscar nominee for India?
Of course not. Have you seen some of the Oscar winners? They're rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I won't just go by Oscar. It's all patronizing crap. Third world country. We get more money. Give them something. Don't bother looking at it. Just choose the third one. That's it.
Okay.
How do you think? I do awards all the time. I anchor a lot of award shows. Right. I know how it's done.
Yeah.
5 minutes before the show. Our esteemed jury spent 15 years coming together, watching every web scene. Yes, Sacred Games Part 2. They did watch the first episode. Yeah.
Really? Interesting. So, I mean, like, you're not a big fan of most of the Oscar winners, huh?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I don't like Gully Boy.
Okay.
I like Arvind Swamy's film, Jeans. but that didn't win.
Was that nominated?
Yeah.
Really?
Back in the day.
That movie sucked.
I liked it.
The Aishwarya Rai movie, right?
See? You like Gully Boy, I like jeans, but we can live together if we don't have a kid. And if your Gully Boy wore jeans, you wouldn't sing like that.
Dude, that was an awful movie, man.
Nominated was entered.
Who made you my pop? Don't be my pop. I have a pop.
Yeah, no, I guess that is true. But it's India's entry, right? So nomination.
Yeah. The films I couldn't bear, honestly, because I think completely overrated in Hindi cinema, Black.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My favorite actor, Amitabh Bachchan, reduced to nonsense. I don't know what he was doing there. Those English lines, I can't remember. They're very funny.
Right.
Then Lagan. I couldn't bear Lagan.
Really?
I can't bear Lagan.
I like Lagan.
Oh, no. It was just too much hyperbole and too much melodrama. And after some time, it was like an infantile film. And not one cricketer with ABD cards. How dare you advertise my team like that? You're telling me nobody got hit on the balls? Playing in a village there on unmarked wickets? You know what that's like? One ball hits a stone, boom. No more father for you. Mr. Das, you're out.
Wow, okay. Now,
what about you? Any movies overrated?
Lots of big hits. Are overrated.
Give me three.
Okay, let's see.
English also.
English
no
also? Wow, okay. I need to think.
Spider-Man 1, 2, 3, 4.
I like all the Spider-Man.
I love it.
I hate the Avengers.
The
latest one. The last one.
The last
God.
I think it's too mixed and matched. Because it becomes 80s Hindi cinema.
Khichdi happened.
Yeah, too much. Yeah. No organic growth of a film.
Hateful Eight, Quentin Tarantino's last movie.
I didn't mind it.
I did not like that so much. I liked Once Upon a Time in America a lot.
Reservoir Dogs, man.
Reservoir Dogs. I saw it again recently, man. That movie.
Shoot out at Lokhandwala, man. No, Reservoir Dogs, man.
Reservoir Dogs is so good. Pulp Fiction is so good. But yeah, this was...
Pulp Fiction. I love Pulp Fiction. What are you reading?
Nothing.
Stay in my show.
Yeah,
watch off the show in the middle. He's Beckham would never do that.
Yeah.
Set me as king, but still. Yeah.
Sorry about that. So I think Hateful Eight was overrated. I was not a huge fan of American Sniper, which won kinds of awards and stuff.
But that's
like
more because of the story.
Yeah.
The idea of
I didn't like it that much. I just was not really working. And Hindi, lots of Hindi movies. Oh, you know what?
The ones that did well.
Okay, I'll tell you one, right? I think this is the movie in my mind, and I've spoken about this a couple of times on other shows, right? The movie that I think destroyed Hindi cinema.
Yes.
Dil To Pagal Hai.
Oh, man. Crap. I didn't like that at all.
Dil To Pagal Hai.
I agree with you totally.
Kapoor, Shah Rukh Khan, and Madhuri Dixit.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like what happened is that year, right, that was a year which was in some ways a watershed for Bollywood. There was going to be a choice made towards candy floss or towards story-driven stuff.
What was the story-driven stuff?
So there were three movies that came out at the same time that on that Diwali. So Dil To Pagal Hai was one.
Yeah.
There was another one called Ghulam-e-Mustafa with
Nana Patekar, Rajat Kapoor. Yeah, I remember.
And the third one was...
Did it tank?
Bhai. With Sunil Shetty.
Okay, back to the second one.
No, so here's the thing, right? All three of these movies did somewhat okay.
Yeah, but that's Diwali weekend and all
that. None of them tanked, and this was like pre-Netflix, pre-this, right? So anything comes out in Diwali, it's somewhat okay, right? All three of them did somewhat okay, but Dil To Pagal Hai was such a massive hit
ran till the next Diwali.
It became a thing where now every movie was in some way a version of Dil To Pagal Hai, right?
Shah Rukh got caught in that net also for a little while.
So, but I mean, like, you look at movies like Ghulam-e-Mustafa, much stronger stories, right? Much kind of deeper films, and just kind of never got the same kind
point
of
taken. I agree with you. So let's get back to Gully Boy. All those in favor of the Oscar nomination?
No, I like Gully Boy. I think it's fine. I know any movie that they send is going to generate some sort of controversy. I don't think I've seen a better movie.
It's a good choice because of the fact that it's an Indian story. And from, you know, this is the thing.
It is also Eminem's story.
Is it?
So I think that 8 Mile and this have a lot of...
what are you saying?
It's not anything they haven't seen there, the judges.
Damn it.
So
then why?
Gully Boy is another fraud. They just changed the geography.
It's not. Two people can have the same story.
Actually, Gully Boy songs are worse than Eminem, and that's saying something. I'm alone here. Sitting in my Parsi house, play my banjo, eat my salibotti, and sing to my queen. I play the mandolin by the shores of Nepal's Bay. Everybody, Valentina, Valentina, everybody. On the shores of Nepal's Bay. Naples is a city. Next.
All right. Let's see. Amit Shah proposes multi-purpose ID card. Basically, wants one card to rule them all. Get rid of Aadhaar. Get rid of.
But that was Aadhaar.
Yeah, please, let's do it.
Aadhaar was supposed to be multi-purpose.
Well, so Aadhaar is one this, but you still have a PAN card. You still have a driver's license. You still have a whole bunch of other things, right?
See, I think
this
was
I've been screaming about this from the beginning. Please give us one damn card. Oh. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I
mean, Assam is the saying citizen or non-citizen, but for the rest of us, just card. Happy Diwali, this is Amit Shah here. You are now everything.
Yeah. Also your cat.
Yes, yes. And don't forget to vote for us at your friendly neighborhood election
in
October.
I'm sure there are privacy implications that people are worried about, but I think everything is linked anyway, so I don't know how it matters.
It's just convenience, Baba. Why keep searching for cards, airports and things like that? You always are searching for things, you know, it's just not fair.
Agreed.
One card and perhaps 4 or 5 copies, you know?
Yeah.
So you keep one in the car, you keep one in the, with your mother-in-law, in case she forgets your name.
Yeah.
Happens with me all the time.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good idea, right? I think that I don't see a negative to this. I don't want to have to carry all this stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Nobody has anything else to say about
that? No,
like,
I
wouldn't
so.
It be easy, like at an airport, you just kind of scan your retina and just get in, you know, like... How
scan your retina.
In your eyes.
Yeah. It's not fun. It takes me 30 minutes to get that done. My eye keeps shutting.
No. Like, if you're a citizen, you just scan and you walk in.
The scan is terrible.
It's better than standing in that poverty line, no? Like, for 3,000 years with duty-free bags in your hand.
But why can't they just have more people manning those desks?
They can have that also. But I think that there should be... I think what you're saying makes sense, right? There should be some sort of system that, you know, you can pre-check yourself, right?
Yeah.
They have that in the US.
I would like pre-check for security check. I check myself.
No, so exactly.
I would like... I gave him a little, you know, early Michael Jackson.
So they won't
lost on audio. How can't they? Only an idiot, a moron, would do that on audio.
Correct.
Old Michael Jackson number, lost on audio. That's dumb and dumber, man.
But I think they would do that for immigration. I don't think they'd do that for security, right? Because security, they're going to make you go through security every time.
I like it sometimes. Yeah.
You just because you're feeling lonely and they make you feel important and they
like
pull you
women,
out.
Some women
random
really
and you're
nicely.
The random. Oh yeah. That's, mine though is terrible because everything's like, kya sir, aap TV pe nahi aate abhi? Destroy your confidence. Think of that. Oh yeah. Body shoddy bane, hum pair waisa hi hai. Actually, I had comments like this. I can't argue with them because in a way they're going to be complimentary, so I'll leave it. Or then even things, pehchana, naam kya hai?
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah,
don't they know about your podcast?
No. Two of them do.
It's an annoying thing, right? I mean, like sometimes security, when... I don't understand why... Different airports in India have different rules about like whether or not you're supposed to take shoes off or not.
Yeah.
Whether
you're right.
Or not. Like, you know,
Mumbai, you don't take off all that, but in other cities you do.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I think in Delhi,
Mumbai,
you take
I've
off
never had to take on... No, I don't wear a belt, but I've seen people.
Yeah. No, you have to take the belt off in Bombay. They don't make you take off those shoes. But in Delhi, they made me take off my shoes.
Right. And they return only one shoe. Delhi is really strange.
You know, some sort of standardization, right? So that you know that, okay, if I'm going to get onto a flight, this is what I need to do. Take this stuff off, get this ready, go here and that, right?
I just feel they're having a laugh. I think some people come and start removing everything. They're like, chalo, nikal.
You want to remove it?
I think it's the most boring job in the world.
Yeah, it is.
Why would you spend your whole day looking at men and feeling them up here and there, and then, you know, and then finally out of boredom saying, shoes nikalo. It's in a very mechanical way because it's so bored. They're dead, man.
Oh, but
dead
you should job. See those ladies, you know, who pull out like phones and.
But why do you get a get a parda and I don't get a parda?
I don't know. I
want to be covered.
Like to be, I would like to be open.
Oh, you want to be open? I want to be covered. So let's switch next time. I want females. I want females to check me. I'm more comfortable with females touching
that
me.
Bangkok airport, may that happens.
They let you have your choice. guys, one sec. Ma'am. Again me. It's one chick. Everybody goes to the same chick. The one ugly man. Nobody wants him. He's sitting there. Years pass. He's
you
on
can
his
see
engine.
The checker and you can choose the line. So
and Chutia Indians will go twice. ek bar. Yeah, bagal dekh.
Idhar andar rod hai.
Rote, you banned it outside. You're red carded. Suspended for 3 matches.
No.
No Champion League.
All right. You know what? Let's talk about this. Karthik, you had a match you want to discuss. The Manchester City thing. Let's talk about that, man.
The reigning champions, they beat another side called Watford 8-0.
Eight love.
Okay.
God. Now that's... That's like even the Australian openers don't reach that score.
That's like innings and 700 runs defeated in 2 days. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't.
Towards the end, it was a football match. I only watched the second half. It was like it would have been, if they had 5 more minutes, 10 love.
They eased off after seven or something like that.
What do you think about that?
So one sided.
Sorry, I mean like that's something. I'm sorry, I have absolutely no interest in.
So Man City has.
But what does interest me is this idea of like, you know, the gentleman's like kind of let off.
No, but this team is at their peak. They've had he'll tell you better. They've had a really long run.
Okay.
And where they're team with the momentum, and they're just a cohesive unit and everything. So on one end, they're at the top of the league, and Watford is a bit of a flounderer.
So, but Amit, going back to what you were saying, when Baichang Bhutia, one of our best players, played his farewell against Bayern Munich, Bayern Munich were leading India in a friendly 4-0 at halftime.
Right.
Apparently, in the dressing room, they were told.
Ease
they
off.
Decided ease off a bit. This is this guy's farewell, so let's not go. It's
Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose came to Germany. Let's be fair. And
I'm sure it does. It does.
You know,
happen.
It does happen, right? But I mean, like, do you think that it should happen?
But also, the athlete may lose interest because he's won it, sort of. You know, you tone down a bit.
The question is, like, say, four love, right? Four love. One team can score four runs in a half.
Four love at halftime, very unlikely to come back from four love, bro.
But very unlikely is not the same as definitive, right?
Yeah, but this is Bayern Munich, and this is Baichang's seven friends. It's not the same thing.
So yeah, it's not the same thing, I guess. But I guess, what if teams are a little more equivalent, right?
No, so there was this once in the Women's World Cup, USA beat Thailand 13-0.
Right.
And they were criticized for celebrating their goals, every goal they won.
And I was in Thailand. They were very upset, the front page of the papers, about the rudeness.
Right.
Because, you know, they weren't really mocking them, but they were very American and gregarious. Right, honestly, never ended their face and said, like that.
No, but they
did their normal celebration, jumping on each other and all that. But it looked like it was unnecessary because there's a gulf in, 13 love. So, why do you have to overdo it?
So there was a controversy. In American football, there was a conversation about this that came up recently. One of the teams beat the other teams by 59-10, and so this was NFL football, right? And so people were just like, should they have let up, right? Once the score was up by 30 points, could you just have been like, you know, let's just kind of...
But that's the killing instinct thing, no? Killer instinct thing is about where the champion doesn't take his foot off the pedal and just goes for broke.
Also, I mean...
Like when I flag an Uber, I just go mad.
You know, also, I mean, like...
Till it comes.
Some of the most legendary comebacks and stuff like that, those are things that people talk about for, like, you know, years and years and years, right? So, I mean, like, there was a comeback that happened in 1993 where one team came back from, like, 35 points. And people still talk about
35-0?
It was 38-3.
And so rugby has had it, hockey has had it, coming back from really ridiculous scores.
So then, I mean, like
cricket,
do you really
won matches after innings defeat?
Yeah. Do you want to be the team that is kind of immortalized in that way? Probably not. No. So then, I mean, like, should you not?
No. That's a fabulous story, but if you come back from a terrible position and win,
I mean, like, if you're the
Ben
team,
Stokes is
if you're the team
wicket.
That's ahead at that point in time and you let off a little bit.
That's terrible.
And terrible. I mean, you don't want to be the person, you don't want to be the team that's...
But I'm guessing in your NFL instance, there is precedence to this. That's why they didn't let off.
Right.
Also, they have bookies and stuff. So I just... I'm not very comfortable with this whole thing. You know, America, man. Or I got my visa. Sorry, wrong continent accent. I'm more Jamaica meets England. I don't know what happened. Been traveling with Lala Tours.
But should we go to the AMA now?
I think we should go straight
Let's
to the
AMAs. Let's go to the AMAs, Ram.
They're so excited. Trupti's screaming.
Yeah!
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome back to the show. The show is called, Malika, what is the show called?
Cock and
Bull. Cock and Bull, but this is the AMAs, the most important part of the show.
Yes, this is the AMAs actually.
Loved by all people's cultures.
Okay. So this is the first question. This first question is from Anand Hegde. Dear Cyrus, I follow you on Instagram. I love your Mumbai is the best t-shirt. Where did you find it?
I don't find it. Somebody gave it to me. No, I can't remember where.
I know. I'm like, but how is it a t-shirt I've never seen?
So it's because no one's talking about this. We'll do this next time. We don't have too much time for that. The BST will die. Entire thing we grew up with will die because of the metro. I've done the maths.
No.
There'll be just a few routes where you'll interconnect and slowly they'll pace them out and they'll just disappear. Someone has to fight for this BST thing, which is a part of our past. I don't know. Are you Mumbaikers too?
Yeah.
Bus 215.
Bus is huge, right?
All the molestation happened there.
There you go. Yeah. You can't get that in just any college. Then, so my whole thing is, so I feel bad. Like I think about the Parsis, the red bus, the BST, the great Indian bustard, which is gone. The tiger, the peacock, you know, all endangered, man. The rhino. Yeah.
The double decker went long ago, right?
Men with models. The double decker?
It's gone.
Gone, gone. Models, those are there. It's in Namco.
In Santa Cruz, Wakula, somewhere.
Very few, very few. It's a restaurant.
Okay. But okay. So
you when I get the shirt, I can't remember, but it's all free. You know, I'm wearing WSC, welcome straight out shirt, free.
What else?
That's also free. Yes. Some event somewhere. Sorry, I forgot, but whatever. Right. I won't.
All right. This next question is.
And something my mother shirts. These are the two. But I give her a shirt to wear, then I wear. Rukhi, I know where you're going. You've got an evil eye. I'm watching.
Oh. All right. This question is from Misha Talwar. Great podcast. I love Abbas's voice. My question is...
Are you secretly on Tinder, Nisha Talwar? I've been stalking you. We always talk about biryani and butter chicken and all. That's it. It's got to be you.
What do you hope is something that is still around or relevant by the time your children get to your age?
No, so many. If you get just Mumbai culture, then I think the Irani cafes, which I love. I mean, growing up, my kids don't have any outdoor road sense of food and all, you know. This whole millennial culture where they don't eat bhelpuri from the road or all the stuff that we had, the kalakatta and the batata vada from the road. The really crappy, the singh chana. So, I mean, how can you not have that growing up? There's a romance to that when you're young with no money and that's how you survive. Sometimes that's all you had. I used to have peru with masala whole day. The whole 16-hour fasting, intermittent fasting, that I invented. Out of poverty, because dad told me 3 rupees a week is sufficient pocket money.
Correct.
I think he and the finance minister were friends at that time. I come from a Morarji Desai era where the tax was 97% for a little while.
That's right.
97% rupee, you got 100 bucks, you give 97 bucks to the government. No. With your 3 bucks, you buy peru, sit on a corner, and eat it slowly. And put lots of masala because that's food now.
Monday.
Yes.
Crazy.
What about you guys? Anything you can think of that you are worried about disappearing in the next? I don't know.
You should like to keep for the next generation.
Yes.
Yeah. No. No. Just change everything. Yeah. The city.
Let it all go.
Yeah.
Burn it all down.
It'll anyway change. What can we do? Rupti, what about you?
Keep the sevpuri. Yeah. Come on.
Road culture. Road culture goes where. I would feel really.
The Golgappa. Come on, guys.
I know. I love. No, my son's saying, Dad, let's get a Golgappa machine. I said, what the hell is that? How do you put ice in? You put water in? I said, put Golgappa machine. Go down. Fucking Golgappa guy, get your Golgappa, you idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend 20,000 bucks on a machine which after 2 months doesn't work because my son hit it hard. I'm telling you, I know what it's all about.
Oh, that's going to stay forever. No, we hit things to get them right.
I think this is not Indian. This is not Indian. This is male. Huh? This is male. Males just like to hit things when things aren't working. AC not working, bang. TV not working, bang. Mother-in-law not talking, bang. Oh shit, police comes.
Okay, next question. Hi, I'm Saurav from Jamnagar. This is my favorite podcast. I feel on cock and bull while recording. Cyrus is just going on being well, Cyrus, which I love. And Amit and Abbas balance the show or the interview sometimes, like putting the brakes on the Cyrus.
Yeah, Abbas, too much tarif, tarif. This is not Lucknow. What's going on here? You bought my listeners. This is EVM machine time.
So
EVM machine has to be checked.
I think this is a little too insidery question, right? I mean, I guess it's basically he's asking us to expose the magic of the show. Yeah, we should do that.
Magic of the show?
There is some magic.
What is he on? Whatever medication you're taking, lessen it by
Jamnagar.
It's a lovely place. Princely state. A
lot of fafra and...
Ranjit Singh, Dilip Singh.
Yeah.
So cricketing greats, stand up and you take the names.
Whatever he's on.
The leg glance comes from Ranjit Singh, you know that. That's India's contribution.
Yes, I remember.
See, all the white guys, they play straight. Hum aa gaya. Aisa karta tak. Aisa karta. Abhi white guy bolte hain, wo kahan se aa gaya? Wo kaise karta hai?
Dikha mere ko. Came from, na, came from Garba.
Ah, super. Let's do it together. Offside, leg side. Offside, leg side. Falguni, your turn. Leg side, offside. Gali gali mein danda hai. No. Stop. Knack it.
All right, this is...
What is the question?
What was the question?
The inside philosophy.
What's your magic?
The heart of the beast.
No, so exactly. But the thought is that basically you go off and a bus and me try to rein you in.
Okay, we have a crisis. I've dropped the chocolate inside the lassi.
Oops.
But it's with a packet.
Oh, but so is it lassi flavored chocolate?
No, it's the packet's gone in. Otherwise, I would just eat it. Lassi chocolate, who cares?
Yeah. That's okay.
We'll have to deal with it later.
Yeah. But you've been, from that time, you've kept it on the rim and playing a very risky game. It was lying nicely, decently on the side.
For trouble. It was almost an upside, leg side.
All right. Let's see. What is the next question we have? Is from Karan from Delhi.
Yeah.
I recently found your podcast and listen to it as often as I can.
Mein Gott.
I particularly enjoy the cock and bull episodes. My question: have you? Oh wow! I wish I read this before I started.
Oh shit!
My question: have you or anyone else on the panel ever been asked to go on Big Boss as a contestant? If yes, why did you turn them
on? Four consecutive years. Anybody else?
No, I have not been asked.
Trupti, would you like to?
No, thank
your career is going the right direction.
No, thanks.
Sheer desperation alone. You, would you like to?
To meet Srisant, yeah, probably. Just to meet him.
Srisant's gone.
I know, but last season, whenever he was there.
That would he wants to play for India. He's 36 now. So.
Abbas, do you want to go?
I would like to try.
See?
What a weirdo. You want to live with 10 men in one with one bathroom and... What do you feel like farting and things like that? You thought about it. It's going to be fun for them.
All right. Last question. Cyrus and gang, recently, Tucker from Fox News reported that the U.S. Navy has confirmed multiple UFO videos captured by fighter pilots are real. Do you think UFOs will visit India someday?
Hey, we got this before, huh? I mean, not the same question, but similar.
Well, we got lots of questions.
So basically, okay.
Yeah, lots of questions. Do you think UFOs will visit India someday? If they do, what will they see?
No, see, I'm more worried about immigration. Now, my cousins in Assam, for example, are they on the list or not? Oh, alien ki baat kal hoga. For now, let's just get into this. We have enough issues, right? Aliens, later. Let's finish off all the other problems. But okay, quickly, now that you mentioned it, the chocolate fell in again. Anybody here? No, come on, be honest. Do you believe in UFOs and all that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is when Chandrayaan didn't make it, so just be a little sensitive. Okay, guys? Sensitive here.
Oh, yeah, maybe they are.
Ooh,
yeah.
Maybe they are. That is a UFO in another dimension.
It'll be
floating around in the audience. Yeah. Somebody in Venus
it's
asking.
Fun to believe that there could be something out there. Yeah. It's nice.
So you believe?
That yeah, why not? Yeah.
Are you getting any Tinder matches with them?
No. sounds extremely weird if you do this.
I can't remember. South Mumbai, UFO, they used to call a UFO is actually you fuck off. And I honestly thought that's what it was until, you know, I was a little older. So I only said, UFO, look, UFO. I said, you UFO. It's true story. This is how... I'm telling you, our desi people, we can change anything. We can spin anything. West has no idea what we can do. There was no credit card fraud till Indians came into the continent, European and American.
Yeah.
We taught them. They had no idea they could be fraud. You know, fraud means go to the bank, shoot somebody, take the cash. We said, why you want to hurt anyone? Ahimsa, peace to everyone. Just do this, press that, take that, put the wrong button and boom.
Yay.
Money transferred to Cayman Island.
Okay.
We're done.
We
were superb.
Yeah.
Totally man of the match. Well played.
Yay, thanks. Yeah.
I like your offside.
I'd like to thank. Garba's around the corner, you know.
Hey, Amit, as the only Guju here, are you going to be doing Garba?
For Navratri?
Of course.
No.
Why? That's when we hunt for ladies. When I was young, Garba was huge. All us boys used to go.
Yeah.
And hot chicks and all their finery.
Yes.
And some of the aunties, I must say.
I did that back then, but don't do that anymore.
So, you will not be showing your dandiya to the... I mean, your steps.
No dandiya.
No need to go
no
there.
No playing with the
unnecessary, really. How low can we go? We got to plug your shows again, Karthik. Yes. Yours is football, shootball.
Correct.
And I forgot yours, Srupti.
Golgappa.
It's too much for me to remember. Can you make it simple?
You have the Golgappa machine.
Me? Yeah. I dropped a full chocolate into a bowl of lassi. You think you want to give me anything electronic? Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And that's what Cyrus says.